The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. By the way, just as a program note, at the bottom of the hour, Aaron Baer, president of Citizens for Community Values, will be joining us. And filling us in on some very, very important pro-life legislation that has been introduced into the Ohio Senate. You'll need to hear about that. That is at the bottom of the hour. But this is the top of the hour. And it's my privilege to welcome again Catherine Wood, who is the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, again, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be here.
Well, it is great to have you here. What's the latest, greatest about relationships under construction? How is the school year going? You're well into the swing with the school, the classes, and so forth. How's it going?
It's going very well, and we actually have more schools that want us to come than we have instructors to teach right now. So it's a good problem to have, but we're really scrambling to find some good instructors.
All right. Now, I should have asked you before we went on the air because I don't want to put you on the spot. But can you give me an estimate of how much money, additional money, you would need in order to serve all of the students in the schools who want you and you just can't go because of finances?
Hey, that is a very difficult number.
I'm sure.
Because we're sort of just, like I said, scrambling for instructors. We can't even think about how much is this going to cost. But we try to not say no if we can help it at all.
Yeah.
Because we know that's a great open door.
Yeah, well, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we are always looking for donations because we have a whole segment of counties that are not funded under the current funding that we have because the teen pregnancy rates are low, but they're low because we've been there for a long time. You know, and we don't want to, if we leave, then those teen pregnancy rates are going to go back up.
Right. You receive part of your funding from government sources, federal, state, and so forth. What is the split between government funding of all kind and private funding, individuals?
Well, now that's another difficult question. Bob, boy, are you asking the hard questions today.
Well, of course I am.
Well, I would love to say it's 50-50 because if it were, we could serve the whole state. But it's probably more like 90-10, you know, in reality of what we have.
10% private.
Right. We would like for it to be more because we can only serve the number of students that we have money to serve, you know, and we are very reasonable in what the cost is. The cost is really about $22 to $24 a student. And for that, they get between 5 and 10 classroom sessions. That's a lot of sessions for one child to get, you know, and they get that every year. And so, but we know that with the money that we have, you know, we're hoping to hit our 25,000 range again. It's one of those things that you just, that everything has to line up, the number of instructors and the number of schools.
Yeah. The reason I brought that up is that the likelihood of huge increases in government spending is slim to none. But the potential for our listeners getting involved could be huge.
Yes.
And that's why I wanted our listeners to know how important they are in funding what Relationships Under Construction is doing in schools all over the state of Ohio. They are key.
They are key.
To the expansion, yes. To increasing. Mm-hmm.
And I would just say for people to just ask themselves, how important is it that kids that don't even get a chance to come to church hear why marriage and family are important? Mm-hmm. And right now it is between life and death because they are so desperate.
Yeah,
it is unbelievable what's going on. And our kids need to hear a clear message that family is important, that marriage is important, and that they can be successful.
And I'll bet you have some comments
from kids.
I'll bet you do. Share some. I'd love to hear the comments from the kids.
Well, this is a 10th grade female. She said, I liked how the presentation says how you should save sex for marriage. I will be saving sex for marriage. The presentation was interesting and a great learning tool.
This is a 10th grader.
10th grader.
Yeah, great.
I love it. That really, we have great comments from the kids. This is a 9th grade male. What I liked about this presentation was understanding healthy relationships. Three things I learned were STDs, dangers of unhealthy relationships, and how marriage affects health. I think the presentation was great. So,
and you are serving, and I wouldn't ask you the percentage or anything, but, but you are serving a large number of minority boys, mm-hmm. males, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
All right. And I think that any reasonable person would admit the greatest problem in the black community is fatherlessness.
Right.
Single one greatest problem, over 70% of kids born into the black community have no male figure in the home, no father.
Right.
So Relationships Under Construction are literally on the front line of dealing with the most serious
yes.
problem in the black community. You are... Mm-hmm. on the front line, providing the real answer.
Right.
And am I exaggerating on that?
Not at all. We know that we're on the front line. And, Bob, if people could see what the classroom is like right now, they would say we have to do something. You know, we have to. It's at the point where, you know, one of the teachers just told me today that the classroom teacher was saying, I want you to know how much I support what you're saying in the classroom. And he was telling her a story and saying, I want to support everything that you say, because we adults have to stand together and help these kids understand how important this message is.
Well, one of the things that impresses me so much about your teachers and your curriculum is I constantly hear horror stories mm-hmm. from teachers in mm-hmm. the public schools. Mm-hmm. We have no discipline. The kids are disruptive. Mm-hmm. Their fights are breaking out. Brawls are breaking mm-hmm. out. They throw things. They're disrespectful. And I know that your teachers face mm-hmm. some of this, but I have heard the stories mm-hmm. of how after the first session or two, these kids are sitting and listening
yes.
because they understand this could change my life.
I think it's one of the few programs that kids really, the first day they've got their arms folded and they're
yeah,
making snide
right.
comments and, you know, but by the third day, they are on the edge of their seats listening to what we have to say because they know that we're going to make a difference in whether their life is successful or not.
Well, we've got to take a break, but we're talking with Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. The website is relationships, that's plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Check them out. They are worthy of your prayers. They are worthy of your support. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we welcome once again Catherine Wood to the program, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. And again, The website is relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationships is plural. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com.
Thank you, Bob.
Certainly. Catherine always gets choked up, just, you know. You've got a very important conference coming up soon, Monday, yes. November 18th, on human trafficking.
Yes.
My first question is always, why? And the second question is, who? Why are you presenting this? And who is it for? Who is this aimed at?
Well, this is part of our risk avoidance education. Mm-hmm. So we want kids to avoid the risk of human trafficking.
And feel this, free to get a drink.
I know.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Of course I would cough when we get on the
air. Well, it's live radio. Mm-hmm. It is live radio.
It proves that it is live.
You know who Duke Keller is, right? Duke, every time I would have Duke on the air, without exception, he would have a coughing fit. And he says, Bob, I never do this anywhere, anytime, just here.
That big audience just makes you nervous. You know?
All right.
But I do love your big audience. So. Yeah,
well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all 10 that are out there.
There you go.
Why the Human Trafficking Conference?
Well, this is really a big deal right now.
It sure is.
We know that our young people are in danger. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is, you know, as we learn more about human trafficking, we realize that kids really need some help in this area, and they need to be warned to the extent that you would warn them, you know. Mm-hmm. But this is a great a human trafficking conference to learn more about this. I heard this lady, Dr. Karen Countryman Roseworm, speak at a federal conference in June, and she was phenomenal. And so that's one of the things we said is, could we bring her mm-hmm. to Ohio?
She's from Wichita State University.
Yes. So okay. I highly, highly recommend, because I heard her and I wanted to hear more. And not only that, she has great resources. She has a wonderful a model called the Lotus Model for interacting with people that have been human trafficked. So people working with human trafficking or just needing to know more about it will learn regardless. And it's a 9:30 to 1:30 conference, so there's plenty of time to spend learning great information from her and getting great resources.
Well, this is timely. Our Attorney General, Dave Yost, just held a major news conference yesterday about new initiatives down at the State House mm-hmm. To deal with human trafficking, to tighten the laws for those that are trafficking, mm-hmm. to make the penalties more severe for those that are trafficking. And again, we keep saying this, but Ohio is ground zero mm-hmm. in this, particularly Toledo, but Columbus has a terrible problem as
well. Really, Bob, the problem is worldwide.
Well, true.
And
it is,
you know, we just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And our heads are in the sand, and we don't realize. Here's one of the latest stats on it is it's a $32 billion a year industry. And one person trafficked is worth $75,000 to $250,000 to that person that is trafficking them.
My goodness.
So when you have that kind of numbers floating around, mm-hmm. they don't care whose kid they take, you know? They
true.
Don't care. And so it makes it such a market. And if we could just learn that the market is tied to pornography, mm-hmm. and pornography, that's why I say if you could be in the classroom, you'd realize how much these kids have been exposed to pornography already.
Yeah.
And that it is a dilemma of great importance right now. And I would just beg your audience to really pray for this dilemma. It is bigger than anything that we could possibly imagine.
Okay, that's the why. Who is this aimed at? Who is the target audience? Who do you want to attend this conference Monday, November 18th, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Quest Conference Center up at Polaris? Mm-hmm. Who is it that needs to attend this meeting?
I would say any adults, okay? Definitely people that are involved in education, people that are involved in social work, people that are involved, you know, pastors, county agencies, anybody that is caring about our teens right now, needs to be involved. So, and I think you will learn such valuable information. I came back from that conference and I just said, I want to learn more.
Here's my suggestion to our audience. I would hope that every church represented in our audience could choose someone.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be the pastor, associate pastor, youth pastor. Someone. Every church find someone in their church that could attend this conference and bring this information back.
Definitely.
Because every church in Central Ohio should be aware of what's going on and have tools to deal with it.
Definitely.
Because as extensive as it is, it is very probable that somebody in their congregation, maybe many, are going to be impacted by this.
Definitely. Somebody in their congregation, and probably more than one, is already impacted and maybe doesn't even know it yet. One of the things that I love about her model is that she talks about bringing the people that are, in this situation to help them with resilience, redemption, hope, vitality, and back to living a prosperous life. Hmm. So it's a very, and the lady that is presenting was herself trafficked.
Wow. So. All right. It's coming up Monday, November 18th. You can find out more details and you can register at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. There is a cost, $30. That takes care of your registration and your lunch. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Find out about it. And again, let me issue a challenge. Every church represented in our audience, find someone in your church who's available and have the church pay for the registration. $30. There's not a church in our audience that can't afford to spend $30 to send one of the members of their church. If it's a large church, maybe a staff member. If it's not, a volunteer, a lay person who cares about kids, who cares about people. And go to relationshipsunderconstruction.com and check out the Human Trafficking Conference. Again, coming up Monday, November 18th, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Quest Conference Center on Pulsar. Some of you know where the McDonald's, the Steak and Shake, Polaris Grill, it's right back in there. And just an essential conference. So, Catherine, I commend you for being involved in this, and I pray that many in our audience
will
take advantage of this.
Yes, me too.
Please remember relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Find out more about this important ministry and support them with prayer and your financial gifts as well. They're doing an incredible job in Ohio, and their curriculum is being used all over the United States and in other countries as well. Make sure you become acquainted with Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, it's always great to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bob. We so appreciate it.
And we'll pray that this conference on November 18th exceeds even your expectations.
Thank you.
RelationshipsUnderConstruction.com, Human Trafficking Conference, Monday, November 18th. Check it out. More Bobberty Live coming right up.